Good morning and welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I'm Amy Otto, joined by Lee Cantor. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Miss Amy. How are you doing today?
You know, I couldn't be better. I walked into this incredible spread of food.
And you thought that I did that, didn't you? That I whipped up some goodies?
No, I knew it wasn't you. Boy, it smells great. It looks great. It tastes great. I can't wait to talk a little bit more about that. We'll let you know why it tastes so good here in a moment. But first up, did you go to the Sandy Springs Festival?
Absolutely.
Perfect weather.
I don't miss it.
I know. I don't either. A lot of fun. Great way to support the local companies in the community and local vendors. What was your favorite thing about it?
I like all the art stuff.
And me, I like the food. I had fish tacos from Brooklyn Cafe, and they
were
wonderful.
That's right. My wife had the crab cakes over there.
Yeah, they were great. And the entertainment was wonderful.
Right. I love that band shell thing they got going on.
Yeah, and it's grown every year. And here to talk a little bit about Sandy Springs is, in my mind, the queen of Sandy Springs, Catherine Fine. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show, Catherine.
Thank you for having me, Amy.
Tell us a little bit about SandySpringsCommunity.com.
It's an online website directory for the Sandy Springs area. It helps businesses as well as families find things in Sandy Springs. You can get events and coupons and email marketing campaigns.
How long ago did you start it?
We started it about a year and a half ago, right about the time that Sandy Springs became a city.
Okay, so it has been about a year and a half. And how have you seen it grow?
It has grown tremendously. In fact, the parent franchises opened up about 50 other locations in the area because the few of us that were there have just grown exponentially.
And do you have a technology background? How did you get involved with the online part of it?
I just wanted to find a way that I could help the other residents in Sandy Springs as well as the businesses attract more businesses and attract more people to Sandy Springs.
How does a small business benefit? Like, what are they, how are they seeing a benefit to the...
They're seeing a benefit because we can email their either their coupons or their marketing message to Sandy Springs and Buckhead and the perimeter area, and they've seen a jump in their increase as well as because of the advertising and the power of my site, they can get on the first page of Google within about 2 weeks.
So they get more traffic to do they even have to have a website, or can they just kind of advertise on your site and that kind of becomes like a de facto website for them?
Exactly. That's one of the nice things about it is you don't even have to have a website and you wind up with natural rankings and on the first page.
I like that. You know, I like getting your emails with the coupons. I tried a Mexican restaurant over the weekend that I wouldn't have gone to otherwise just because I got the buy one, get one free.
Yeah.
It was sitting at my computer.
There's a lot of buy one, get one frees, and it's just a great way. It's a great tool. A lot of families use it because they want to know about the local events that are happening.
Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. Lee, have you used the site much at all?
Yeah, I go there. I get the coupons also. And that really helps steer us because, you know, in this economy, you're always looking for a good deal.
You're looking for a good deal. I also like the fact that you can print what you want. So it's also environmentally friendly. You know, oftentimes you'll get all the flyers and stuff in the mail, and I just throw them all out. And I feel like that's kind of a waste of paper. But you can pick and choose what you want to print. I also like the fact that you can search. How have you set up the searches? Is it by food, entertainment?
Well, there's listed categories on the main directory page, and you can also, there's also a search bar so that if you're looking for something specific, you can go directly to that. One of the other nice things about it, too, is that we have reviews on the site so that people can go on and make comments and write reviews of what their experiences are with a particular business. So it's a great way for a business to build a reputation.
And also for the consumer, and then you know, like, mm-hmm. Okay, maybe I'll steer clear of this place or maybe I'll try this place, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
And but you also do events, too. It's not just, shopping things.
We do a little bit of news articles. We do some events. We do some the reviews, the entertainment, things that are happening. It's also a great resource for the business community because they can find out about things that are happening within the chamber and with other businesses that are going on in Sandy Springs.
Wonderful. So how can people go about reaching out to you if they want to advertise on the Sandy Springs website? Or
every business should be in it, right? Yeah. Isn't there a directory element to it as well?
Yes. There's over 10,000 businesses that are listed on the directory. Each business has their own page so that they can modify it how they see fit.
And how much is that?
To have their own page is completely free.
A free, listing?
Free.
So every business for sure.
Every
there's
business.
No reason not to
There's no reason not to. It can attract more business. It helps with Google rankings. and it lets people in Sandy Springs know that you're there. You can put in the information that you want, your location, your hours of operation, what makes you unique and special and different versus the guy down the block who might have this in, have the same kind of a business and do the same basic things, why you're different than he is, what makes you unique, special.
And can you have a link to your website
yes.
for that? And
yes.
that's all for free?
That's all for free.
Wow. There's no reason not to do it.
There's no reason not to do it.
How can people reach you?
They can either go to the website or they can email me or call me, and all that information is on the website, which is sandyspringscommunity.com.
Catherine, thanks so much for being with us today, and I'm going to let you go now so you can enjoy your wonderful breakfast.
Okay, thank you very much. It looks wonderful.
I'm enjoying mine. And thinking of reviews, I'm giving the Rising Roll a raving review this morning, Lee. The breakfast is incredible. I don't like sweet, like cereal, breakfasty stuff. This
right.
is right up my alley. Very gourmet. And we are very privileged this morning to have Mike Lassiter, who's the president of Franchising Concepts, with us this morning. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show, Mike.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
I'll tell you, there are only a couple things that excite me more than Kenny Rogers, and one is food.
Good.
That's right.
Good. That's great.
And, you know,
we love that.
Amy's picky. She's like Culinary Institute little grad over there, so she knows her food.
Well, that's wonderful. That's
yeah.
awesome.
And I love my food. So tell us a little bit about Rising Roll and what you've brought for us to taste this morning. I can explain to everybody how wonderful it is, but we would like to know a little bit more about Rising Roll.
Rising Roll is a concept that started in Atlanta about 12 years ago, and we have 7 locations in the metro Atlanta area. We're also in Houston and Memphis. We're getting ready to open up in Cincinnati. We're in Greenville, Charlotte. We've seen a lot of growth, and we are franchising the concept. We're very excited about talking about Sandy Springs. We've got a new store that's going to open up at Hammond and Peachtree Dunwoody Road next week, and that is going to be our new flagship store. It's going to be our training center, and we're really excited about it. Just a brief overview, though, is our founders were from the Bronx, New York, and our restaurant has kind of a northern flair and the flavor profile. But what we brought today is our breakfast stuffers and our breakfast paninis. And we serve breakfast and lunch in our restaurants, and then we also do breakfast catering and lunch catering.
So can you walk the listener through what the breakfast panini is like?
Yeah, it's served on a flat tandoori bread, and what we use is very high-quality ingredients. We use real eggs, cheddar cheese, we use a chorizo sausage, some spices, some green onions. And we make a blend that we will put in the bread, and then we'll put it in a press, a Cuban sandwich press, to brown the outside. And so it's a very crispy sandwich and has a great flavor profile. The other item we brought was the breakfast stuffer, and it's like a breakfast burrito, but again, it has very high-end ingredients, and we also put that in the sandwich press. So in most breakfast burritos, the flour tortilla is really damp and moist, and what we like to do is crust the outside, which kind of creates what we call a hot pocket.
And is all your is lunch also, is that all hot like that, or is it a cold sandwich as well?
The neat thing, if you go into Rising Roll, we have over 70 items on the menu, and a lot of our stores will do more catering business in a day than they'll do walk-in, but we have a huge selection of salad sandwiches. We make our chicken salad from scratch every day. It doesn't come out of a carton.
What's the secret ingredient? I got to know.
Good chicken.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Is
yeah,
it roasted?
No, it's boiled. And
okay.
it's whole muscle grilled chicken breast meat. And then, you know, people have asked us to list our recipe in a number of publications, but that's a family secret.
it is.
And that's one of the unique parts of this, the Rising Roll in general, is that it's from chefs.
It
created
is.
This concept. It wasn't like some corporate entity decided to profile the public. This was chefs creating things.
It's very high end. Our potato salad, pasta salad, coleslaw, tuna salad, egg salad, all made from scratch on premise. So it's not full of preservatives, and it's a very, very high end product. In fact, Atlanta Journal Constitution ranked our potato salad the best in the city.
And Zagat likes you guys too, huh?
Yeah, Zagat, we've been in business 12 years, and we've been Zagat rated for the last 10. Excellent was our rating, and no one other in our category, in the fast casual gourmet sandwich category, can make that same claim.
I'd love to know how Rising Roll researches businesses and the food trends and finds out what would be the best ingredients and even spots for vendors.
Well, what we do is two things. Regarding the recipes, we have 2 outside chefs that work with us on very interesting recipes. Like we just had this summer an LTO, a limited time offer, and it was a pimento cheese BLT. And it was a fabulous sandwich. We tried to time it with the Masters because of the pimento cheese sandwiches there.
Good.
Yeah, we missed it by about a month, but it was a very good seller.
You'll be ready next year, right?
We will. Yeah. We'll bring it back. We did a fried green tomato LTO sandwich, which one of the publications ranked as one of the best LTOs of the year. So we work with the chefs to create and keep our menu fresh.
How often do you do those LTOs? Quarterly?
Yeah, we try to do it quarterly, but if we really have a great idea, like right now we've got this tuna recipe that we created that has cran raisins in it, and it's a sweet tuna, and we call it the Big Island tuna. And we're getting a lot of exposure because we are putting it in a wrap, and even though it's not on the menu, we're getting a very loyal customer base for that product.
Oh, I bet. I like raisins in my tuna salad.
Yeah.
I would imagine cran raisins. Yeah,
oh,
cran raisins would be great.
It's fabulous.
It would be wonderful. So the other thing I'm kind of intrigued about, too, is your catering vehicles, about the fuel efficiency of the catering vehicles. Can you touch on that?
Yeah, we really, over the last year, have been focusing on ways to enhance profitability for franchisees and be a little more green and to think, you know, outside the box a little bit, no pun intended. And one of the things that we did is really worked on our packaging in our store. And we got away from the cardboard boats that were very expensive. Took a lot more trees to,
and
know,
those would be
those.
They were totally, you'd throw them, you'd use them once and throw them away.
Throw them away, and then we went to a reusable black tray with some sandwich wrap. And so not only there's less trash, it takes less trees. It's better for the franchisee because the cost is half of what the boats were. So everyone wins.
And
in that
the presentation,
model.
I'm sure, is.
We enhanced the presentation. Right. That was the goal. Regarding the delivery vans, we were using the Chevy cargo van, and they were great vehicles until gas went up the way it has. And so we've now shifted over to the HHR Chevy, which we went from 12 miles to the gallon to almost 30 miles to the gallon.
Wow.
Yeah, huge.
Wow, that is huge, especially with gas the way it is today. Wow.
Absolutely.
So tell us, it sounds like you dabble in other franchises as well. Are those things you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, franchising concepts, we get a lot of concepts that about 2 to 3 concepts a month will approach us about franchising their brand. And people look at franchising as a great business growth strategy, and we like to look at new opportunities. We currently are helping a concept and investors in a concept called Ageless Remedies. And we have 11 med spas, most of them located in the southeast, one out in Denver, and that's a concept. And then we have a new concept called Just Sticks, which is grilled food on a stick. It's a very healthy, fast, casual, high-end product, and that one, we have one location and one franchise in Kentucky, and we're just starting to roll that out.
Tell us a little bit more about that. It sounds intriguing from a health perspective as well.
The unique thing about that, I mean, there's a lot of restaurants in the fast casual category, but most of them, you know, they focus in a specific area. What we did is we looked at, you know, how can we have a high quality product that you can get at a fine dining restaurant, but have a health component. And so when you go into Just Sticks, you'll pick out a protein. We have, you know, steak and salmon and chicken and pork. And portobello mushrooms for the vegetarians. Mm. And then you go pick a side item, which we have steamed broccoli, grilled zucchini, a lot of very high-end vegetables that we prepare, two different types of rice. And then you can either sit down and enjoy that meal, which Weight Watchers has certified as a very healthy meal, or you can go to our sauce bar and pick from 13 made-from-scratch sauces. So you can do it. It allows the customer to do the flavor profiling.
Do you know the calories about, and is that all out there?
It really depends.
What's the range?
Yeah, working on the calorie count right now because it really fluctuates from what products they order, but we've gotten a lot of requests for that, and we're working on that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would imagine. You know, I would have to stay away from the sauce bar. I love the sauces.
Yeah, you like those spicy sauces.
No, it's awesome. It really is.
They have wasabi, right? That's one of the sauce choices.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a variety of sauces on there, but yeah, wasabi is one of the ones. Yes.
And what a great way to be able to dine out healthy if you want. Because I know, like, when I go out to eat, I'd like to eat healthy, but my husband likes to load it up with fat so he could
There's something
up.
For everybody.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And the kids. I mean, the kids might not like one sauce, but they would like another. It does sound like it's something for everyone. Tell us a little bit more about how you got interested in franchising? I mean, what's your background? You don't seem very old to have all this experience.
Well, I'm older than I look, I guess.
It's the ageless remedies.
Yes, that's right. There you go, ageless remedies. when I graduated college, I worked for a company in retail management and was promoted out to the Southeast in Atlanta to run all of the stores in the Southeast United States. And there's a concept out of Texas that I liked a lot, a competitor sandwich concept of ours, that I invested in and became an area director for them or area developer. A lot of people call that a master franchise. And I developed the Georgia market for this competitor franchise and also the Houston market because I grew up in Houston. And I developed that to 85 units. And then I was the second largest development company for this brand. And the largest developers for the brand wanted my royalty stream because, again, I had 85 restaurants paying me royalties every month. And they bought me out in January of 99. And I got out of that. When I sold out, I got involved in commercial real estate for a couple of years. Did some of that. Couldn't stand it. Wanted to get back to franchising. I love franchising. I love helping people achieve the American dream of getting into a business. And we really focus in all three brands on the franchisees.
In this economy where there's a lot of people getting laid off and a lot of people, you know, reevaluating, getting second careers, what do you see as the benefit for that kind of personality getting into being a franchise owner?
Well, I think it's stability. You're no longer risking what the corporate office is going to do. And the neat thing about that is you're building a asset that you can sell one day. Whenever you go and look at investing in a franchise, you want to think about the exit strategy. Because you're building an asset and one day you're going to be able to sell it. So you can really, I think the other component that goes with that is enjoy quality of life because you're setting the hours. And one of the neat things about Rising Roll is we call it a quality of life franchise opportunity because we serve breakfast and lunch and our operators work about a 6:45. The stores close around 4 o'clock and by about 4:45 they're on their way home. Having dinner with the family.
That's because you tend to put your locations in business.
Absolutely.
High business traffic areas, right?
Right. And we could be like all the other sandwich shops and be open from 4 to 9 and do the extra $300 in sales. But we think it's more important for people to, you know, work hard in their business, but be able to have that quality of life operating hours as well.
Right. I'm sure that makes it more attractive. If you're a potential franchise owner, you're thinking, wow, I can get out of here by 5 and I can, you know, have a life outside of this.
And with the catering component, I mean, like I said, one of our stores, I was talking to our Hapeville, Georgia store on Tuesday. They actually, and I don't mind giving the numbers, they did $6,000 in catering that day and $1,800 walk-in business.
Wow.
Yeah, so catering is a huge component.
I would imagine, especially with the price of gas and also people wanting to keep their employees healthy, to provide healthy options for lunch like this would be wonderful.
And also, they're in a business environment, so that's a logical place for the business people to go when they're having like some event in their business. Right?
Absolutely.
Is that where they pull most of their catering?
Absolutely. And again, it keeps the employees close to the office and keeps their production higher because they're not having to leave and having the distractions of leaving the, you know,
area,
the campus.
Right.
Yeah, or whatever it may be.
That's great. Where do you see yourself, I guess, 5 years from now? I'm always anxious to hear from people like yourself that have come so far and your mind is obviously always working on new concepts. Where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
Well, we want to, people ask that all the time. They say, well, how many Rising Rolls do you want to have? Or where, you know, our franchise prospects, how many units will you have in 5 years? And, you know, we say we'll grow as the concepts will allow us to grow. It's not a numbers game for us. There's other companies here in Atlanta that really just tried to sell franchises and they oversold units and they weren't able to serve franchisees and now they're in legal issues and we're not on that program. It's about getting the right people,
the right fit of a person with the right franchise, because it's not always, you know, you might think, wow, I want to have a sandwich, and that might not be the right fit for you.
Absolutely. And getting the right people in the right locations, being patient on site selection, you know, help the franchisees get the right sites, that's where it is. So to answer your question, in 5 years, if our brands have very successful franchisees and we've grown strategically in the markets, we've been successful.
Excellent. Any other questions, Lee?
What's the best way for someone to find out when Rising Roll is going to be in their neighborhood?
Well, go to the website, risingroll.com, and you can go on there and you can go ahead and order online. You can do your catering order online. You will also see on there the locations. If you go to the location page, it'll lay out future sites and upcoming sites, so that'll keep you updated on what we're doing.
What about the website of the franchising company?
Franchisingconcepts.com is the other site, and you will see the brands there. You'll see some testimonials, and if you want to reach out to us or you have an interest in franchising your brand, you can even email me, mike@franchisingconcepts.com.
Excellent. Wow. Thanks so much for sharing with us.
Thank you.
I'm going to introduce Elaine, and then I think I might eat mine.
I know you will.
It's I and me here. Okay, the next guest we have this morning, a little bit different concept, but still talking about health and wellness, and she's beautiful. Elaine Sterling, who is the CEO of Elaine Sterling Skincare. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
And she's got that gorgeous voice, too.
She must be from Smyrna. Right.
No? A little bit more south than Smyrna. You keep going and you'll find me.
South Africa?
Quite right, yes.
That's right. So tell us a little bit about yourself and about your business.
Thank you. And, yeah, the food is beautiful, so it's a great morning today, and thank you for having me. It's actually the Elaine Sterling Institute, and I have a postgraduate education facility, which seems a lot of words, for the spa industry. As we know, there's more spas than Starbucks, and it's a growing field. It's becoming more and more non-ablative. And I have students come to me from all over the world. I just had somebody flying from Trinidad. I have somebody coming from Nigeria next month. I have a lot of people coming from Alabama, and what they do is they add skills to what they already know. I have everything from laser training, IPL training, chemical peel training, advanced makeup training, because television's become high definition now. And I have my own skincare line, Elaine Sterling Skincare, and my own makeup line, Elaine Sterling Cosmetics, which we incorporate in the training. So the idea is real training, real skills, giving technicians in this country and overseas skills to add to their toolbox, tools for their toolbox, so they can go out and be highly skilled. And a little bit about my background, I was director of education for a very large spa group, and then I was director of education for a beauty school, and I've trained thousands of technicians in Atlanta. So you go walk into any spa, they pretty much know me, which is nice. So I've grown with that and been able to teach these amazing classes. And for the consumer, they can come in and get spa services at a really great price. They can be introduced to my skincare line. I worked with a biochemist for many, many years on formulations for other people. And there's a few lines out there that it's sold in America and London. And I was like, hold on a minute. I want to do this because they get all the residual from that. And I was just paid as the consultant. And I was like, you know what? I'd like to do this for myself. It's time for me to take all my years of knowledge, all the speaking engagements that I did, and put it into one institute. And I'm very excited to say in January I'll be offering the undergraduate program as well. And we were talking about life changing, talking about moving in a new direction in your life and becoming a technician, an esthetician, a licensed professional. You can really reinvent your life, reinvent your career, and touch people's lives. And that's what I'm in. I'm in that business, to touch people's lives, to change people's lives, whether they come for a service or whether they actually reinvent their career or start their career from the ground up.
What is the challenge in that industry? I would imagine, you know, a lot of young people especially get attracted to that industry. How do you, you know, how does a consumer choose, like, somebody that's really good or somebody who just, is, you know, likes it?
Well, that's an interesting question. Actually, it's the career changes that are the majority of people that go to school. So you have two or three groups of people that become a licensed professional. And really, it's about going to a good brand, whether it be a Natural Remedies, a Spa Citadel, an Institut de Med, and they will basically chisel away at their technicians, their estheticians and massage therapists, so that you can have consistency of service.
Right.
So I think it's very important when you're choosing a spa, you're choosing a doctor, to go in, to look at what their facility is like, to look at what procedures they do, how long they've been in business, mm-hmm. at that time, what brands that they're carrying, et cetera.
From the consumer standpoint, like you go into like a Spa Citadel, you can go there five times and get five different you know, service providers.
Well, that's what you build a relationship. You go once, if you like them, ask the front desk, who do you recommend today?
Uh-huh.
And then you stick with the one person. I know there's one technician in Alpharetta. She has a 3-week waiting list.
Wow.
So really, there are so many technicians. You have to go by recommendations.
And what do you do to kind of make the people who go through your program be that person that has the 3-week waiting list?
Because they train by me.
Right. So what's the difference between training by you or somebody who doesn't train by you? Like, what's the benefit?
The amount of skills I have certifications from London and from Switzerland. I worked overseas at spas and resorts. I developed programs, skincare lines. I've developed menus. I've worked hands-on. I've done everything from the Ayurvedic to the medical. So they're getting a pool of that knowledge. And that also the difference in my program, it's theory, demonstration, and hands-on. Mm-hmm. And so I make sure that the skills are there. I want to see the skills. So I want to see them work. We bring models in. They work on the models. So it's great because after 1,000 hours, the students aren't really sure of themselves.
Right.
So that's why they come to me mostly. And they're coming from other countries. So that says
a lot. I know that you provide a great service, but I'm trying to get the listener to understand what a person who doesn't go through your thing, like what are they, they're lacking something because there's more of a benefit to go through your institute, right?
Well, they have the initial training.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the advanced skills.
They don't have that depth of knowledge
a lot of the schools won't add some of the lasers, the eye pills,
right.
The chemical peels, the medical aesthetics. They won't have some of the other equipment, the LEDs, the microcurrent, microdermabrasion. Some do, but most of them don't. And it's also just giving them the language. I give them the language so they're confident to articulate that to the client, mm-hmm. or when they walk into an interview with a doctor or a spa, that they're able to use that language that they're with. And that's what I give them. And I'm also a coach and a mentor because I help them with many areas, whether it's a resume, coaching them through the process, etc. Just giving my knowledge. And you know, they trust me, which is a good thing.
And your passion definitely shows. And I think a lot of that service involves people skills and how you relate to other people. But aside from that, because I do like to go to spas myself, and it seems like that's something that people always buy me for my birthday and Christmas, is this certificate to a spa, because it's something I usually don't treat myself to. What are some of the questions I should be asking if I go so I know that the person that either giving me a massage or a facial or a service so that I know that they're qualified? Are there credentials that they need?
They have to be a licensed massage therapist or esthetician in the state of Georgia, which is number one. And I think it's important to go in to know what you want. We all know what we need. We all should be beautiful at any age. We all should look and feel beautiful. I turned 40 this year. I plan to look like this for the next 20 years. And I will do everything I can. So when you go into the spa, say, you know what, these are my concerns, whether it be hyperpigmentation, whether it be breakouts, whether it be fine lines and wrinkles. What do you have to meet those needs for me? And then you could go, how long does it take? What is the price? Do I need to do it in a series? The consumer does need to be informed.
Mm-hmm. And how long things will last. I know
exactly.
There's a lot of remedies in the market, but they don't last very long.
Well, if you're going to do non-ablative stuff, which means you're not going to do surgery, you're going to have to do it in a series. You know, there is no quick fix. Not even a facelift is permanent. So, you know, you have to look at a person holistically, and we all want things now. And you know what? It took a little bit of time to get that way. But we can do a lot of things where you can see results today, and then with a series, it can continue. And I'm not a surgeon. So I'm all about volume. I'm in the volume business. I'm about creating volume in your face so that you can maybe have a little less surgery down the line. But it's important to do something now so we can maintain this, because we all want to look great. We want to feel great regardless of what age we are. And that is what the Elaine Sterling Institute is all about. We have great services. We have great skincare. I'm very proud of my skincare line. So please, look, ElaineSterling.com, look me up.
Where is your location?
Sandy Springs, very close to Fountain Oaks Kroger, Food 101.
Mm-hmm.
And right in Sandy Springs, I have an institute there. The undergraduate program, if you're interested in becoming an esthetician, come speak to me. We're going to be starting that January. But postgraduate education is still there and still available, and great facials available to the public.
So the public can go in your people who are going through the institute can practice on the...
Well, we have services at the moment, which are done by licensed professionals. And then when we do the undergraduate program, the services will be done by students, but overseen by me.
Excellent. Wow. Thanks so much for being with us today. And
we hope people will reach out
and learn a little bit more about your services. You're very qualified and very beautiful. I hope I look like you when I'm 60. You're aging much better than I am.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. It's that thing called the sun and the love of life.
Yes. I say the sun is like a bad marriage. It never forgives you and never forgets.
Oh, no. As I pulled up in my convertible today.
Right.
Well, thank you so much
for being
with us today. And we hope all of our listeners enjoyed the show today. We hope you tune in next week. And Lee, any final thoughts?
No. Great guest. Great show.
Excellent. Until next week, have a wonderful week.